mostly at that time, they'd have anything boxed up with but just wood.
Uh-huh.
So then how they paste for it, box it too much. But you have to have old wooden boxes. The other thing, mostly come in what's called a wooden box at that time.
Okay. What did people, what did folks buy flour in? What did flour come in?
Now when you take flour, we only had flour mills in different portions of the state, but we ground our own mills. We had local places that ground on in different community about grinding meal.
Uh-huh.
But now flour, we just had just flour mills in certain places in the state, and that's something we didn't have too much, what's called biscuit mush. Because we had a mill, but that meal and all that, we raised that ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, flour maybe used to come in a big what? A
barrel.
I see.
Got a big, see, the merchant, they bought it, and then the factors bag it up, they come in cloth bags. And back there, they didn't have no paper bag flour. They all had cloth bags, and it was 25 pounds and all like that, but they didn't have little 5 pounds, nothing like that. They had them 25-pound bags of flour, or bigger. And then when you got the flour out, well, that cloth could be used for certain things around the house. But now, at these times, flour, meal, all of them mostly come in paper bags.
I see.
Yeah.
Now, talking about what kind of bag would sack with potatoes or feed come in?
Well, the chops and all, they come in, and you call, well, Bill mentioned about the other day, what we call old croaker sack. Old croaker sack.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
When you were working out in the field, and they brought water out in a cart or a wagon to you or something like that, do you remember that?
They didn't have no ice in it either.
What did they call that container they brought it in?
Well, they called it old door. As either one is a water barrel or a water jug.
I see.
You see. And of course, they have water brought in the field in a big barrel, and then they have what we call a water boy to go to that barrel and draw it and pass it where we'd be working, chopping the whole cotton and water plant. Well, we'd have that water brought to us. And usually we have a nice spring somewhere. Well, we didn't have a spring, we had a care water.
Uh-huh. Now, you said, did you have kind of something you could turn the water on where it'd run out?
Well, it wasn't no what we have now, school well, you know, valve, but it's just what we call an old stopper, you know. You just push it in there, I mean, pull that stopper out, and that's what you call a plug.
Yeah.
You put it out, and then you fill up your bucket, your cup, and you shove that plug back in and stop, you know, that stopped the water there.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have that, you know, what you call a faucet now, to turn it and let a little bit run out like that. When you open it up, it pour out, you catch it and shove it in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you call those things you attach a garden hose to, you know, or something like that out in the yard?
Well, back there, now, way back yard, we didn't have, because a lot of, well, that is where I was raised up at. No garden, that's lots of garden hose, no water hose until the late years. That might have been about maybe 30 years, 40 years ago before we seen a water hose.